Welcome to Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. I am your host, Rebecca.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jared.
We are continuing our holiday special. Is that what we're doing? Holiday extravaganzas?
Sure. Yeah.
We've talked about food a
lot. Well, I mean, what else is there?
We've talked about setting the table.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we're going to talk about celebrations.
Celebrations. What do you celebrate in November?
Like me personally?
Yeah.
The coming of the colder months.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Because I went out this morning. I went out of my house.
It was beautiful.
And it was gorgeous outside.
Yes.
It was brisk.
I wouldn't call it brisk. It was like in the 50s, like high 50s.
Yeah, brisk.
So if you're not from Florida.
Like a cold can of brisk tea.
If you're not from Florida, our fall is slightly cooler mornings and evenings.
Fall does not exist
but
here.
But still really high humidity. We're having a cold spell right now where it's like low 60s. And high of...
I mean, not outside right now.
A high of like, what, mid-70s? It's a cold spell.
It is not cold outside right now.
It is currently 76 degrees outside.
My phone says 75.
Well, your phone's wrong.
I don't think so.
Mine's using the Apple weather.
Yeah, so is mine.
All right, well.
Well.
Then Apple's confused.
But
it's glorious.
Yeah, it's much nicer than 90 degree sweat fest.
Yes. Sweat fest.
Do you typically travel for your holidays?
Negative. I have never traveled for the holidays.
It's a nightmare, for sure.
I bet. I did consider, I think last year, before 2020 and all of the COVID, we did consider starting to take vacations for Christmas.
I thought you did take vacations during around holiday time.
We went early December last year.
Yeah,
we contemplated. Yeah, I guess that was the first time we've done it. We were like, "Hey, we've got no family here. We can do what we want."
Yeah,
but we are very fortunate to have lovely friends who invite us over for the holidays during this time of year. So that's what we normally do.
Huh? No, I when I was younger, we always traveled up to Pennsylvania to meet with the rest of my family. There's always driving. We never flew. Always drove the whole way from here.
Drive?
From here.
That's a long drive.
Normally we could have made, we make it in like one day. So mm-hmm. we'll do the
yeah.
whole thing.
Because it's what, like 20 hours?
It's like 19, 20 hours.
Yeah.
Depending on the route you take. But it's a lot of driving.
It is a lot of driving.
I don't recommend it.
No.
You don't feel good after.
No. You feel like you need a vacation.
Yeah.
I have driven many, many times from Florida to Maryland and back.
Oof.
And it's about the same. It's about 18 hours. 17, 18 hours.
Yeah.
So no. I feel you on that one, man.
Although I will say it is nice when you're driving like more up north. You just get to see like the leaves change color.
Yes.
And like, oh, you know, it's fall in other places.
Yes. I recently just traveled to, what would you call it? The Middle America?
The Midwest?
No, not Midwest, because it's like smack dab in the center north of America, where it's traditionally very cold this time of year. And wouldn't you know it, for the 3 days that we were there, they had a heat wave.
Disgusting.
Record high temperatures. So it was the same temperature there as it was in Florida, but without
That's
the humidity.
Disappointing.
There was no humidity though, so it was nice. But it was like I had jackets and hats and gloves and scarves. I didn't need any of it. It was disappointing. But speaking of traveling, Josh.
Yes.
Have you seen
no.
much of America?
Yes.
Yes.
On the globe, that, you know, on the globe.
North America? The United States.
Yes, I have. We like to travel a lot. My family like to drive, like to go see places, especially my dad, who like to take me places. So we've gone to Vegas.
I've been there.
Gone to
California.
I've been to California. Mm-hmm. I can say that now. Been to Washington.
I've never been there.
I lived in South Carolina for a while. North Carolina, yeah. I've been to Georgia for like a couple of days at a time. I haven't stayed like long periods of time in Georgia, but I've been there. Atlanta, Connecticut, Illinois, New York.
So a big chunk.
So I would say big chunks. I mean, I don't think I'm going to count the states that we've driven through, just because like
you didn't stop and really take in the
area,
locale.
Like, yeah.
So what is your favorite part of the United States? Do you like the South? Do you like the West? Do you like the Southwest?
I like the North.
You like the North?
For sure.
The Northeast or the Northwest?
Northeast.
Northeast, yeah.
It's just where I was born, in Pennsylvania, and I just, cold weather and me are best buds.
Yes.
All my winter clothing, you know, I miss it dearly. I still have it. Just sits there, though.
Have you ever been to Canada?
Yes, I have been to Canada. I went there for a wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it was just like, it was literally just on the other side of the border.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's in Canada. I mean, it's, there wasn't much of a difference other than like, I didn't know types of food and snacks.
I've only been to two different Canadian airports. I've never set foot on Canadian soil, so I can't say technically.
Do you typically drive or fly?
Fly, because driving is awful. I've driven most of the eastern coast. I've driven all of the eastern coast. But I haven't been up north in a long time, so everywhere else I've flown.
Yeah, I do like flying. Sometimes it stresses me out flying.
Yes.
Just because like I'm a very punctual person, and I'm just like, there's a lot of times that I need to keep like ahead. It's like I need to arrive at the airport like 2 hours before this.
Yes, I'm the same way, and I can't relax on the plane because I feel like if I fall asleep or anything, I'm gonna miss something, like an important announcement or, God forbid, the food service.
I have this ritual that I do when I get on a plane.
Yeah, me too. It's called drinking.
Well, there's that. Well, I always bring snacks with me. One, I have to always look at the emergency like guide.
Same.
In the back of the
seat.
It's always the same.
You need that information.
But like sometimes it is different depending on the aircraft.
It's true.
I'm just like, but I guess like, if I knew it, I wouldn't, I'm not expecting myself to be put in that situation, but if I was in that situation, at least I knew what to do and where to go.
Yes, it makes me feel better. And I always make the person or people that I'm flying with read it, too. I'm like, hey, before you fall asleep, read this.
I don't do that.
In an emergency, I can't be trusted.
And
so
then I turn the air on maximum.
Yes. Yep.
Because I was like, well, I might be cold right now. I know it's going to get hot for some random reason.
Yeah. But I have to say, the last flight that I just took, it was only 2.5 hours, so it wasn't bad, but there was no air. I was very upset.
Why don't you just open a window?
It was like, I was like panicking. I was getting really claustrophobic. I was like, what do you mean there's no air? It was horrible.
How is there no air?
It got toasty. I don't know if it was the whole plane, if it was just my row or whatever.
Then switch rows.
We can't just switch rows.
It has to be upgraded to first class.
It was Southwest. There's not really a first class.
Oh, there's no, yeah.
There's just boarding group 1 through 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, in November, one of the traditional things to celebrate is Native American Heritage Month.
Yeah. We thought it would be fun to talk about the history and some facts surrounding the month.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Native Americans in general.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different tribes. So instead of trying to narrow in on like a few different ones, we're just being very general with our facts.
Yeah. And we hope you learned something too.
I did.
So. We have plenty of books that we were able to pull from.
Yes.
About Native American culture.
From the children's department.
Look, it's the easiest way to process information. I will say, however, this book
is monstrous.
Is not a children's book.
It's called The Native Americans, the Indigenous People of North America. It's in Juvenile 970.
The information in this book is so dense.
Yes.
That I don't understand how it was categorized as children or what child is reading this. But
the good thing about it, though, is that it goes by.
And it has pictures.
It does have pictures. It goes by region. So the different chapters are separated into the regions with the different tribes as subchapters inside of each chapter. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Very well organized. I didn't pull any information from it because my brain hurt. So the book that I pulled information from is the Eyewitness Book, North American Indians. Discover the rich culture of American Indians from Pueblo dwellers to Inuit hunters. Also found in 970 of the nonfiction section.
Wonderful.
For children. Do you want to start with the history of Native American Heritage Month?
Yes. We pull this information from the actual Native American Heritage Month like website.
.gov.
So you know it's legit.
It's legit.
So I will read this, guys, to you so we can learn. One of the very first proponents of American Indian Day was Dr. Arthur C. Parker, a Senecan Indian who was director of the Museum of Arts and Science in Rochester, New York. He had persuaded the Boy Scouts of America to set aside a day for the first Americans, and for 3 years they adopted such a day. In 1915, the annual Congress of the American Indian Association meeting in Lawrence, Kansas, formally approved a plan concerning American Indian Day. It directed its president, Reverend Sherman Coolidge, and, oh man, I'm going to butcher these.
It wouldn't be us if you didn't.
Arapaho?
Sure, that sounds right. Uh-huh.
To call upon the country to observe such a day. Coolidge issues a proclamation on September 28th, 1915. Wow, that was a long time ago.
1915, yeah.
Which declared the second Saturday of each May as an American Indian Day, and contained the first formal appeal for recognition of Indians as citizens. Year before this proclamation was issued, Red Fox James, a Blackfoot Indian, rode horseback from state to state seeking approval for a day to honor Indians. On December 14th, 1915, he presented the endorsements of 24 state governments at the White House. There is no record, however, of such a national day being proclaimed, sadly.
Mm.
The first American Indian Day in a state was declared on the second Saturday in May 1916 by the governor of New York. Several states celebrate the fourth Friday in September. In Illinois, for example, legislatures enacted such a day in 1919. Presently, several states have designated Columbus Day as Native American Day, but it continues to be a day we observe without any recognition as a national legal holiday.
Hmm.
In 1990... So, very long time
later. Yes, big gap there.
President George H.W. Bush approved a joint resolution designated November 1990 National American Indian Heritage Month. Similar proclamations under variants of the name, including Native American Heritage Month and National American Indian and Alaska Native Heritage Month, have been issued each year since 1994.
Okay.
So, progress, but very slow progress.
I mean, I'm impressed that in 1915 this was a discussion.
Right.
But I'm concerned that it was such a
big gap.
Such
there.
A huge gap before anything really happened. But it is what it is. So, I tried to find some holidays that the different tribes would celebrate around our holiday seasons. And there were way too many to focus on. So I would just say that there are several Native American holidays and traditional festivals. Most tribes have their own individual celebrations, but many of the holidays have in common themes or purposes, such as nature, the spiritual world, or ancestors. Popular holidays might honor the sun, the rain, or crops needed to sustain life. Many holidays stretch for a week rather than just one day. And now I've got some interesting facts. The experts say 60% of the food eaten across the globe today is derived from plants originally domesticated by Native Americans. Things like tomatoes, potatoes, and peanuts. Which blew my mind because I had no idea. I never thought about that before. But it makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure does.
They often hunted buffalo, especially buffalo. On the plains. And they didn't waste a single part of the buffalo. They used every single part. Got pretty gnarly, this part.
You just eat, like, buffalo eye?
They ate the meat and everything, yes. They used the hide for shelter and clothing.
Good.
The hooves, they turned into rattles for, like, their, like, musical rattles, I guess.
Oh, I thought you meant for, like, their babies.
Oh, that's, well, like, I mean, maybe. It just says rattles. Bones were carved into toys. The dung was burned for fuel. And things like the bladder became a storage bag.
That's like the worst candle.
They also used the brains for dyeing hide.
What color is a brain?
I don't know. I would assume...
How do you dye things with brain?
That it would be a red shade. If I was to guess.
I'm pretty sure that brain, like, itself is just gray.
Gray, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, without getting too gory, I think it's probably going to be, like, a pinky color. There was a strong working knowledge of herbal medicine among tribes. For example, some minor aches were treated with willow bark, which was later found to be salicylic acid, an ingredient found in aspirin.
Yeah.
Okay. Tattoos were popular among southwestern tribes, made by pricking the skin with cactus needles and rubbing charcoal into the marks.
Look.
Owie.
That sounds very painful.
Cactus needles. Owie. Oh, man. But, like, I can't say anything because I have regular tattoos. And, like, why do we do this to ourselves?
Yeah, but, like, this is, like, modern. Like, I feel like a cactus would hurt more, maybe.
Do you think a cactus would hurt more than the traditional Japanese jabbing with the, like, four needles on
Look,
a
I'm
stick?
Not, no, absolutely not.
Where was I? Okay. So this book was written in 2005, so this information might be a little outdated. But as of the last U.S. census before the book, there were about 2 million North American Indians living in the United States.
Hey, that's a hefty chunk.
With 1 million living in Canada. About half of all Native Americans live west of the Mississippi River, and 1 in 5 Native Americans lives on a reservation. There are about 300 different tribes, which is why I was saying that we're focusing on the general instead of the specific.
For sure.
And the oldest continually inhabited village in America is the Acoma Pueblo in New Mexico, which has been around since 1150 CE. Known as the Sky City, it is built on a tall sandstone mesa, which I had to look up what a mesa was, and it turns out it's just a flat-topped mountain.
Oh, you know, I could have told you that when you asked me about it earlier. I thought you were talking about something else.
Mesa. Never seen one.
Like a food or something.
I mean, I've been to Nevada, so I feel like I probably did see one, but it probably didn't register to me that it was something different.
Oh.
Because I'm from Florida now, so I'm like, ooh, the ground is tall. It's not below seawater. What? So, yeah. That's that.
That is that.
I remember we talked about, I think it was last year, we talked about traditional Native American dishes. Do you remember the pumpkin pie that I told you about? Because that has stuck with me since we did that, where they actually made like a souffle inside of a pumpkin. And that was the first pumpkin pie.
Sounds delicious.
We should try that sometime. We should have made it for this episode, and then we could have been like, yes, it's delicious.
That poor pumpkin, though.
I wonder what they did then with the pumpkin guts. Because if they carved out a pumpkin to make the pie inside of it. What did they do with the pumpkin?
They dyed their hides with it.
Maybe they threw it at each other because that's irresistible.
Yeah. Pumpkin seeds are great, though.
Guts. Oh, they really are. Yum, 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 very good. So hopefully next week we can do something food related now that we've been talking about food.
Yes.
Because it's been too long. It's been, what, like 3 episodes? Way too long.
Quite. It has been too long. But it is the month to have lots of food.
Lots of food.
So
overindulge.
We've hoped that we've inspired you to make something, or that you've made something that we've suggested or tried to recreate.
Yeah. Are you currently reading anything, Josh?
Like a book?
Or a graphic novel?
I am... I don't remember the name of it. I was recently going over all of the nominations for, like, Best of the Year, like, rewards for Goodreads.
Goodreads, sure.
And I was going over the poetry section, and I found a couple of books that I liked.
Ooh.
And I'm currently reading one of them, and I don't remember what the name of it is.
I love poetry.
Something about a voicemail. What was it?
A voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Sorry I didn't text you back. I think that's the name of the
book. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the book. And so I'm reading that currently through Hoopla.
Hoopla. Nice. Yeah. Well, I am currently learning about crystals. So I am reading a book on crystals. And that's that.
Can you eat them?
No. You could lick them.
Then what is rock candy?
Sugar. I mean, you can lick some crystals.
Is sugar not crystal?
Yeah. You're right. Sugar crystals.
So
you just blew my mind. What happened?
Therefore, I can eat them. I can eat them.
Well, as always, don't forget to keep an eye on our YouTube station at Osceola Library for all of our online programming, escape rooms, youth programs, stuff like that. Stop yawning, Josh.
I'm really hungry.
We're going to go get snacks for next episode, right?
Right. Maybe. Maybe potato-related things.
A hint, maybe.
I make no promises. Because the stomach wants what the stomach wants, and I can't deny myself.
Oh, no. Are we going to go to the grocery store hungry? That's not a good idea.
The worst time to go.
Oh, we're going to come out with so much different kind of food.
Wish us luck. And as always, we love our listeners.
And that's Nonfiction, friends.